Welcome to Lake Flashback. Reporter Sarah Simpson has been combing through old newspapers with the assistance of the Katsa Station Museum and Archives so we can jog your memory, give you that nostalgic feeling, or just a chuckle, as we take a look at what was making headlines this week around Cowichan Lake in years gone by. Carrot. This week around the Cowichan Lake area. 10 years ago, it was a bummer to read, "Community Totem Pole Struck by Vandals on Canada Day," the top headline on the front of the Lake Cowichan Gazette of July 8, 2015. Who does that? The long-awaited totem pole set to be raised in Lake Cowichan's new Suba ASATX Square was the target of vandalism last week. Though Suba ASATX operations manager Aaron Hamilton expressed confidence that the act of vandalism was an isolated incident, he said that the band will be taking the steps necessary to ensure it remains so. Around 1 p.m. on Canada Day, July 1, designer and carver Ron Hamilton and carver Ray Sim returned to the gazebo at Suba ASATX Square to continue work after lunch. The artists discovered that in the hour they were gone, 8 pencil markings had appeared on the pole. While many of the markings were vulgar, the act of vandalism doesn't seem to be racially motivated. In the same edition, "New Agreement Could End Looming Strike Notice from CVRD Employees," was another headline. On May 8, the United Steelworkers Local 1-1937, USW, issued a 72-hour strike notice to the Cowichan Valley Regional District, CVRD. After 2 months with no strike action taking place, USW members will be voting on a tentative agreement that, if accepted, will see a conclusive end to the looming threat of a strike. USW, which represents 50 CVRD employees at Cowichan Lake Recreation, the Mead Creek facility, and numerous water and sewage services, are seeking seniority language changes, additional benefits and statutory pay for casual employees, wage increases and monetary benefits for ticket-holding employees. 25 years ago, the Lake Cowichan Gazette of July 12, 2000 had a top story about the Yubu Mill. "Still fighting for the Yubu Mill," was the headline. "As long as there's a glimmer of light that the Yubu sawmill is viable, you can expect local politicians to keep fighting for it to stay open." An independent review of the mill was released by the Ministry of Forests last Friday. "I am pleased that the review acknowledges the Yubu mill could be competitive, and confirms that the combined efforts of mill management and workers have dramatically improved productivity," says Cowichan Ladysmith MLA Jan Pullinger. "This review confirms that those recent efforts have increased revenues despite a global downturn in wood prices." Timber West, who own the mill, say they have no plans to keep the mill running if a potential sale to J.S. Jones falls through. J.S. Jones have said they will also close the mill. The review stated that the mill might be viable if about $10 million was spent on upgrading its equipment. In other news of the day, "Public Asked to Help Solve Crimes," was a top headline. RCMP and Crime Stoppers are asking for the public's help to solve the following investigations. Fires. A residential fire occurred at 10491 Yubu Road in Yubu, during the early morning hours of March 31, 2000. The Yubu Volunteer Fire Department, along with the Lake Cowichan RCMP, were called to attend to this fire, which is believed to be of a suspicious nature. On June 20, 1999, police attended to a fire that caused extensive damage to a 1978 Toyota pickup truck and a 1974 Titan motorhome. These vehicles were parked on a landing, off of the Glad Lake Spur in the Walburn Valley. 40 years ago, "Stores Pull Melons," was a headline on the front of the Lake News of July 10, 1985. Watermelons have been pulled from the shelves of the few Cowichan Lake District stores that had stocked them, according to a survey of district outlets Monday. A province-wide watermelon scare has erupted following discovery that a shipment of the fruit from California had been contaminated with pesticide. Tons of watermelons have been destroyed across BC this week. The Lake Cowichan Co-op, which had planned to feature watermelon this week, has withdrawn its stock and will not replace it until specially marked fruit is available, according to produce manager Barry Wilson. "We're not taking any chances on it," he said. We have to be 100% sure. Yubu General Store had been stocking watermelons up to Monday, but store manager Mark Webster said Tuesday that he decided to pull his stock off the shelves because it would rot before anyone bought it, even though his supplier had assured him it was safe. And finally, fire damages mill, was a secondary headline. Fire severely damaged a shingle mill owned by Mark Couturier between Lake Cowichan and Yubu Saturday evening. The cause has not yet been determined, though the blaze is reported to have started in the machine area. The cost is believed in the thousands. The fire call was made by Doug Knott, a Lake Cowichan fireman who happened to be passing. By the time the first trucks arrived, said Jim Sidhu, Lake Cowichan fire chief, the mill was engulfed in flames. The two-alarm blaze brought out some 20 firemen. Chief Sidhu said the call was received about 7 p.m. Firemen worked until 11 p.m. to prevent flare-ups. They saved one quarter of the building and all the finished product, as well as a pile of logs and a log loader. At the height of the fire, the flames crackled 30 or 40 feet in the air and the billowing yellow-black smoke could be seen for miles. Chief Sidhu said Couturier had recently invested in a sprinkler system but had not yet installed it. It was understood that the building and contents were partly insured and that heavy machinery was either damaged or destroyed.